that's Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise. I actually was going to play that with no context. Then I realized a lot of the audience mightn't actually be old enough to remember that movie, which is kind of scary. He's a sports agent played by Tom Cruise. If you haven't seen it, it's a good watch. Help me help you. That's the whole theme of today's podcast. I need to know what you want. I need to know what is the number one thing holding you back right now. If you're going to start a business, what's the number one thing stopping you starting? If you're running a business right now, what is the number one challenge you face? If you're in business, I know it's going to be COVID more than likely, but be specific as you can. If you're on the newsletter, just hit reply and reply back. If you're following me on social, reply to me on any social media you want. Preferably, if you email me through the newsletter, that'd be the easiest way because it goes directly to my inbox. I want to know what your biggest problem is because I want to make the podcast even better. And I want to make our community even better. I want to be able to directly impact as many people, entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs as possible in the next 6 to 9 months. That is my number one goal with this podcast. And I want you to directly get involved. I want you to tell me exactly what you want. That way we can make it even better. So that's the whole theme of today's podcast. Getting me to help you with whatever you're working on, and I'll put the power of our community back. So that's what we do in the Entrepreneur Experiment community, the private group I run. That's what we do. I try, that is what makes me happiest, is when I see a member post up a question and I see two or three other members jump in and go, the answer to that is this. I'm looking for X supplier, this software, this insurance, whatever it is. And then members of the community will jump on and help each other. You can still join that community. It's open. You can go to MrGaryFox.com. It's €99 a year. You can join it, get involved. But what I'm actually talking about today is just reach out to me directly. Let me know what your biggest challenge is, your biggest problem. And I will then tailor all our content going forward to try solve problems for members in the community. So there you go. That's the gist of today's podcast. If you haven't listened to this week's guest, go listen to it after you listen to this podcast. Go back to Thursday. Louis Copeland from Louis Copeland and Sons. This was an incredible chat. Louis runs a business that is 121 years old. It's kind of hard to imagine that, really. A lot of us are running businesses that are only a couple of years old. It's hard to imagine sustaining over that length of time and just the continual evolution you have to be involved in. And that's what struck me, is that they're constantly evolving. And they don't see themselves as this big brand. They're constantly hungry to evolve and change and change and change. And that was what struck me. Lou was talking about his dad and said, look, he was so curious. Every time suppliers come in or anybody comes in, he just peppers them with questions. I think that's the key to any great entrepreneur, is that curiosity. And it's more than curiosity. It's a lack of ego. It's showing that you don't know it all. It's that you're just so hungry to learn and get better that you're just curious. You just want to know. I suppose that's what sparked a lot of my thinking about today's question for you, is that tell me what you want. I don't know it all. I don't know a lot. So get involved and tell me what you're looking for. So go back, listen to Louis Copeland, Thursday's episode. It's on the newsletter if you're not linked. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, go to MrGaryFox.com, subscribe. You'll get all the stuff directly to your inbox every Monday morning. Quick shout out to Carey's, carstore.ie. They're my official sponsor and partner for season 6. Incredible people to work with. It's brilliant. Go to carstore.ie, largest selection of used cars in Ireland. You can buy everything online. You just literally go to the website and the car shows up at your door. That's essentially what happens. Carstore.ie, brilliant. So I also want to talk about a couple of things I saw during the week which were pretty cool. I do a tweet of the week section on the newsletter, and this one caught my eye. The Currency, which is an Irish news website. It's excellent. I'm a subscriber. They put out a story last Thursday evening about Conor McGregor buying a new pub in Dublin. So he already has one. He just bought a second one. And it was the pub where he infamously got involved with that physical altercation with the gentleman who wouldn't drink his whiskey. And The Currency put out a story, breaking news, about Conor McGregor. McGregor retweeted it, added his own little charismatic style to it, and it crashed their website. such was the power and such was the interest in anything McGregor does. McGregor retweeted it and it crashed the website. So like, it can often be something as simple as that that can change the direction of your business. Like, love him or hate him, the man's got power to direct attention to you, good and bad. And I thought that was a really interesting example of the currency I've been plugging away for ages. And like, they're a legit outfit. They've got super setup, super journalists, super everything. And McGregor was able to, with one tweet, crash their website because he is able to direct such attention. And it reminded me of another podcast I listened to during the week. And the chap on it was talking about his incredible success. And his key point was, be a surfer. And what that meant was, don't be trying to create the waves. Don't be like paddling like hell. Paddling, because you're never going to create a wave that big. You need to see the waves that are coming and then surf it. And it's something we always forget. I always forget this. I keep forgetting this because I think as entrepreneurs, we like to know or feel that we have control. Oh, I'm in control of this, I'm in control of that. Oh, I'm doing this marketing strategy, I'm doing this sales strategy, I'm doing this, that, and the other. When in reality, a lot of it might come down to luck. And having the good fortune to go, you know what, there's a trend coming here. I was a benefit of this myself. My business started when Airbnb was just coming up. It was really popular, it was quirky, it was fun, it captured people's attentions. And I rode that wave. So I think the thing for you to think of this week is, what waves are happening now? What waves are coming up out of this COVID mess? Yes, it's awful. Yes, it's an absolute pain. But there will be waves. Good and bad. There's been waves that have wiped people out. There have been waves that have wiped out businesses. But there will be waves. There is always waves coming again and again. It's just like the tide. Waves of popularity. Look in the last 12 months about the waves of e-commerce, the waves of remote work. This is what I'm talking about, those kind of trend waves that often you can see coming, but you're bubbling away. We heard about so many businesses on this podcast in the last 6 to 12 months who might have been working away for years and something and getting relative success. And then suddenly, bang, COVID happens and it just takes off. What waves do you think? You can send me your answers to this as well. I'd be interested to know, what waves do you think will come out of COVID in the next 6 to 12 to 18 months to 2 years? What will happen? What trends have started now that will continue and only get bigger? You're probably looking at things like remote work. You're probably looking at the lack of commuting. You're probably looking at people's online buying habits. There's a lot of things. Online education is one that I'm looking at, going, how are people changing how they learn? Because I think where there's been great friction, where people have wanted to do things in the past, but there's been great friction or cost, they're the two barometers. If you're not sure what the hell I'm talking about, you're like, I have no idea what Gary's talking about waves. Look in areas where there's great friction or great cost currently. So areas that cost a lot to get into or are really prohibitively expensive in terms of the time involved or the distance involved. Education is probably the perfect one. You know, it's quite expensive to go to college. You might want to go to a specific course. It might be abroad. Now you can sit from the comfort of your own home and do college courses anywhere. One of the guests I had on lives in the Caribbean, an Irish guy living in the Caribbean, and his son studies in Trinity. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So think about this week. That is your thing to think about. What main problem do you have and what waves do you want to create? I hope you enjoyed that. That was a little bit of a random one, but it's setting us up for the next 6 to 9 months. So I do want your input. Please do get involved. Join the newsletter if you're not already on it, because it's important. That's how I will be directly asking people questions throughout the year. So it's very important you're on it. I will see you back on Thursday. We have Isolt Ward, the co-founder of Food Cloud. And these guys are an incredible social enterprise. They've redistributed 100 million meals to people since they started, only since 2013. I'll see you back here on Thursday. Have an unbelievably productive week. Get involved. Shoot me that message. I'll see you Thursday.